This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Time for a set of fiendishly confounding questions about the global economy in the form of a quiz. Stefan Richter, editor-in-chief of The Globalist, is here to teach us something about our globalized world. Good to connect with you, Stefan.
Hi, David. Today you're in for a little bit of Pickettology. We all remember Thomas Piketty and his by now famous book, Capital in the 21st Century. Now, I don't want anybody to get engaged in the ideological or intellectual debate. I have a very simple question.
Okay.
How many billionaires are there in the world? Is it 13.7 million people? Is it 3.1 million? Is it just 2,325 or only 286?
How about it's the one that was in the 2000s, 2,300 billionaires in the world?
That's exactly right, 2,325. Now, to see how well billionaires have done just after the financial crisis, their number globally was down to 1,360 billionaires. It's risen by now by over 70%. There are six countries, U.S., China, U.K., Germany, Russia, and India in that sequence, that account for more than half of all the world's 2,300-some billionaires. And China's rate is rising more quickly than even that in the U.S. Russia still has quite a few, but in view of the recent sanctions, Russia is going to go down. Probably Switzerland may take its place at some point. There's been a race back and forward between those two countries. But that's the global view.
Now, one of the wrong answers was 286. I know you. You usually choose your possible answers for a reason. Why that number?
To represent more than 50, around 50% of humanity, that's 286 women who are billionaires. The richest of them is Christy Walton, the daughter-in-law of Sam Walton. And, you know, that's still quite a number, but only 12% of the world's billionaires. So women have quite some place to go.
All right, Stefan Richter tweets at The Globalist. Stefan, thank you.
Good to talk with you.